Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. That'll also let all the great stuff, animal stuff I post, come up on your timeline so you won't miss anything. Boy, there's some really great stuff. I just posted it last night. Probably the best photograph I've ever seen of a big male white bison. It's absolutely striking. So you got to check that out if you haven't seen it. And a lot of other great stuff there as well. All right, I just, before we get back to the phones here, say, well, the phone didn't blow up, so I guess there aren't as many out there mad at me about, because I don't agree with Jackson. And at least nobody's calling about that right now. But I don't remember if I actually said, you know, the veterinarian that shot the cat, she thought it was a feral cat, but it turned out to not be a feral cat. It was a beloved pet of a neighbor. And, you know, that on some level has got to have affected her. And I just think it is far more effective to keep the love in your heart, forgiveness, and pray for her awakening. And if anything, if you want to pursue something, then let's get her working with feral cats. But don't take your career away. Let her learn and live and learn and grow. She'll be a better veterinarian as a result. Alrighty then, it is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday, and anything about animals you want to talk about. And we're gonna go back to Massachusetts and welcome Defender. Welcome back to Animal World. 2 weeks in a row. This is really great.
I know.
Now you're breaking up. So.
Is this better?
That's better.
I just took you off speakerphone. So.
Yes, speakerphones don't work well on the radio.
Yes.
Okay, so we talked to you last week, and Jude and Paul did some work on you. Did you have any results you want to talk about?
Yeah, well, Scoop is doing well. No more blood in the vomit, no more blood in the stool.
Excellent.
And we just had the fecal tested, and that was like the first baseline test.
Okay, now let's remind everybody, we're talking about your little dog, right?
Right. And Scoop, he's a Papillon, 2 years old.
Papillon, and what's his name again?
Scoopy,
that's right, yeah.
With a scoop of ice cream.
Yep, Scoopy, little Papillon, and how old is he again?
Two in August.
Yeah, and he was having some bloody vomiting and diarrhea last week, but Jude and Paul did a harmonic energy shifting session, and so the blood and all of that stuff is gone. That's good.
That is gone, yep. And he's, you know, he's such a good, sweet little dog. But I had called very early on with him about training.
Mm-hmm.
So we had gotten him some training, and he's really good. Like, he's not marking. The first issue was that he was marking in the house. No longer doing that. Goes
Excellent.
On the wee-wee pad. Really good about that. We'll run, and then he'll run to you really excited, jump all over you for his treat. Like, he's so honest. Like, you know when he's jumping at you that he just must have gone to the bathroom, so you go and you're like, oh, wow.
Well, yeah, that's the one thing about Papillons. They're one of my favorite little breeds of dogs because they can be very stable and smart. And they're often used, you know, in obedience and trick work and agility, that kind of stuff, because they're smart little dogs.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and very agile.
You know, and there are other smaller breeds of dogs that are not. You know, so anyway, I really like Papillons, and I'm glad that he's learning. And so he's using his wee-wee pads and telling you he needs a treat because he went. That's good.
Yeah, he's great. It's awesome. But now we have the issue that we've always had, actually, and we never really addressed it very well. And he will, if the door is open,
mm-hmm.
he used to bolt out. Like, if we open the door, God forbid, and you don't watch him. Now I can open the door and tell him to stay, and he'll stay, he won't. But if the door is open, let's say, to the, you know, the garage opens and the inner garage door is open, he'll just run, and no one's there to tell him not to go.
Mm-hmm.
He will just run out. And when you go after him, he keeps running.
Right.
Know, even if you're like, come get a treat, come on, buddy, come on, it's okay, come on. You know, you try to, he's looking at me because he hears the keywords.
Right, yeah.
He's so cute.
Okay, but, well, so let's talk a little bit about door manners and stuff. Uh-huh. Now, hindsight being 2020, and this is for all you folks that if you get a new dog, you get a puppy or whatever, start out right so you don't end up with this problem. Dogs are creatures of habit, and you can program them very well if you start from the beginning. Yeah. So one of the rules is leaders go through doorways first. So if there are doors that you don't have to take your dog in and out of and you don't want them going through, like I remember when I lived in a big, long Rambler at one point, and the house was really split. But the front door of the house, I never took the dogs through that door. We exited either out through the back sliders out to the property, or through the carport door, you know, to get in a car and go someplace, or, you know, walk around the neighborhood. So my dogs never knew that was a door. You know, so they never looked at it. So you can do something like that, is never take them through a door. But ideally what you want to do, any doors that you go through with them are going to be open like that, you want to teach a wait and get back at the door. And I never allow them to go through without first waiting and then having permission to go through. So that's kind of where you want to go back to with Scoopy, is the way that I teach it is, you know, whenever you're, say, going to go through the door with him, I have him on a leash.
Yeah.
As you approach the door. Oh, sounds like we have a little human there.
Yeah.
No, how cute. That's wonderful. As you approach the door, I put a flat hand in front of them and give them an order, wait. Now, I don't put them in a position. I don't care if they're sitting, standing, or laying down. I just don't want them to move any farther forward. Wait means stay where you are, don't move forward. Okay? If you put them in a sit or a down, you have to reinforce that. So if they break the sit, then you have to correct that. If you don't put a position to it, then it's much easier, and you just work on wait. Now, while they're waiting, you start to open the door. If the dog makes any move, one step forward, you tell them no, close the door, and then get back. And when you say get back, I take my right, because I'm holding the dog's leash with my left hand, I would turn towards the dog, and my right foot would go after their front feet. If you do something to dog's feet, nervous system-wise, you trigger an automatic retract response. Now, you're not trying to step on their feet and squish them. You're mostly just bumping their feet if you even get close to them. But that will start them backing up. As soon as they start to back up, good, get back. And then when they're back where in the place where you originally told them to wait, you tell them again, wait. Then you start to slowly open the door. If they move, no, close the door, get back, wait. And you continue that until you can open the door all the way. And so there's a clear path that the dog could clearly bolt through the door if they wanted to, but they're choosing to wait because you told them to. Then you praise good weight, and then you turn and go through, and okay, follow me through. Now, if you start doing that, every time you go through the doors, you do the wait and get back if necessary, then you establish that habit. It takes, with adult dogs, it takes at least 6 weeks to solidly extinguish bad habits and replace with new. But then they anticipate those rituals, especially a little Papillon, and they will actually go to the door and wait in anticipation, because that's the way it always is. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay, good.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's how you teach the wait and get back. Now, then the key to, if the, you know, if there's a mistake and something happens and out the dog goes, you know, to run around. Okay, everybody, most humans in that situation panic and, oh, I got to catch the dog. And you might be saying the right things. Oh, Bozo, come here, come here, come get a treat, all of this. But in your mind, you're thinking, oh, geez, I could lose the dog. Yeah, I'll never get him back. I mean, you know, it's good. And you go into all the negative thinking. Okay.
Right.
And what you got to realize, if you go after the dog, they're going to keep going. They're going to keep running. Because as far as, you know, you're just like the pack following them. And the more you chase them, the more they're going to run. So
even if we don't chase him.
The best.
Now, mm-hmm. Even if we don't chase him, he runs. Because now, like, okay, most recently he got out through the garage, even the deck. We didn't have like a little gate up. He put a baby gate on the deck.
Oops. Hello? Oop, did we lose her?
Hello?
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Okay.
I heard baby gate on the deck, and then you dropped out.
Sorry. So, yeah, there was baby gate on the deck was missing. We didn't realize it. Scoop runs out. We didn't run after him right away because he'll go around the neighborhood, and then now we're noticing he either makes his way back, or, you know, we eventually find him. But what was scary about that was that it was getting dark, and he's black and white,
mm-hmm.
and we just didn't, you know.
Right.
So, but we didn't run after him right away. We had to get the baby. We had to do like a bunch of things. So it took like 10, 15 minutes before we even got going.
Well, if you can, the way
he
to...
He just runs anyway.
Right. Right. Yeah. Well, if you can, what works better than anything else is when they run through the door and take off, you go out too, but instead of chasing the dog, you get silly and goofy and say, see you, and you run the opposite direction. When you do that, it triggers their chase instinct, and then they'll chase you. Okay, so, but don't stop. Make them chase you. You keep going and let them chase you until they catch up to you. Once they catch up to you, all is forgiven. You have a little party and you can scoop them up and take them home. But that is the best trick when dogs bolt through doorways and take off is to go out too, but then get goofy and run the opposite direction.
Okay, and I feel like, have we tried that, honey? Because I feel like I tried that once, like running in the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
But he's so smart. He knows what you're doing. And he's just like, you know what? Hey, have a good one. I'm going to these trees that I love. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, okay. That, so, all right. Now, if that's the case, and the running in the opposite direction doesn't move, then I go back to, because I believe that dogs' lives are on the line. When,
yeah.
you know, they bolt through doors and take off around the neighborhood like this. So I go back to my old school kind of, hone in the come when called. Now, and to do this, sometimes, you know, you might be wise to set it up and allow it to happen so that you can go through this process, when you're ready and prepared to deal with it. And what I do is I would put a leash on him. And it could be a little cat leash, you know, like a 4 to 6 foot leash that he'd drag around with him in the house.
Oh, okay.
Because once he's outside, it's easier to collect him because you can step on, you don't need to get close enough to step on the leash.
Right.
And because you're right there, sometimes if the leash gets hung up on something, it makes it easier to catch them. But what you do is then you pretend you're not paying attention and you would allow them to take off. You could even do this in your yard. I don't think you have a yard, but for folks, you know, that have yards, you could do this and practice this as well. You stand on, you know, at the front porch or wherever you are, and you call the dog once, you know, Scoopy, come here, woohoo, come here. And he blows you off and he keeps going. So you have to have patience to do this. You go out, you don't say anything more, you just calmly walk after him. And you walk and you walk, and you may get close to him and he may dart off in another direction. Don't say anything, just calmly walk after him. He darts another way, you just calmly walk after him. You continue to calmly, without saying anything, walk after him. In your mind, imagine him stopping and you being able to, you know, walk up and step on the leash. So eventually when that happens, you know, because when you're not screaming and yelling or you're trying to coax him or anything like that, and you're just calmly following, eventually he'll slow down enough that you can step on that leash. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
yeah.
Then you pick up the leash and roll, you know, reel him in,
mm-hmm.
plunk him into a little sit, hold on to his collar underneath his chin so you kind of tip his head up to look at you, and then you have a stern chewing out with him. You have to drum up the actress inside of you because you can't be angry when you're doing this. You have to be acting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you get into your deep guttural, I mean business tone of voice, and you say, Scoopy, when I call you, you need to come, because someday it could save your life. You could be running in the street and there's a bus coming. You see it squish him in the street, see his little soul body lift out of his body, and everybody crying because Scoopy's gone. So it could save your life. You need to come when I call you. When you ignore me and run away, you're in big trouble. Okay, so then you put your hand in the collar, and you're going to march him back aggressively to your front porch. You take a hold of that collar and you march him back saying, I said, come here, come here, come here, come here, all the way back to the front porch where you originally called him. And when you get to the front porch, you flip a switch and all is forgiven. Good come here. Oh, what a good come here. That's a good come here. Woohoo. All is forgiven. Back in the house, you're done. Okay?
Okay.
Now, each time this happens, it will get a little easier. You'll be able to walk them down faster and get a hold of them. And each time you do it, you make the march back a little more severe. The first time I just hold on to the leash or collar and march them back, chewing them out. The second time I grab that collar and maybe twist it a little bit, so you know it's a little bit hard on there, you know, and back we go. If I do it a third time, I twist and lift the front end and march them back. And then, of course, all is forgiven at the porch, and woohoo, all is forgiven. Now, what that will do is, y'all see, I'm remembering the most stubborn dog I ever had to do this with which was a rescue dachshund in my group. And she would just refuse to come in with all the other dogs, so I had to do this with her. And then what happened very quickly is all the other dogs would be in the house, she'd be out there, I'd call her, you know, Cleo, come here. She wouldn't move. I'd walk, I'd get three quarters of the way to her, and then she'd bolt back to the house. The next time I'd get half the way there, she'd bolt back. Then a quarter of the way. Then I just had to make a step towards her, she'd come in, and then from that point on, she came when she was called, and it was not a problem. But it's a really effective way to get the point across, let them know what's wrong, let them know what's right, and it's a little humiliating for them. So, you know, they really don't like to be chewed out, and of course, but it's really important that you not be angry. You have to be acting. And it makes a world of difference and makes a real solid come when called in
so
that situation.
So am I supposed to be doing this like out, like sort of as practice, essentially outside, if I can get him into an area where he's kind of fenced in? And, like, just keep, you know, like you were saying, calm.
Well,
calm,
now, if you were going to go out, now, see, I would do this in, you know, in the actual case of him bolting out the door in the neighborhood. But if you were going to kind of allow it to happen, you'd have him dragging the leash ahead of time. Or you might just want to have him drag a leash on general principles for a while in case it does happen. If you were going to go out to what I call doing them field trips, then I do a totally different thing. And you take them to an open area they've never been before, have food treats with you. You go to the middle of the area, give them a little treat to let them know you have the treat, and then drop the leash and kind of nonchalantly wander in place. Whatever direction Scoopy goes, you go the opposite way. Because you're in an area he's never been before, they're a little more apprehensive. They're more likely to follow you. If he follows you, praise him. Good, that's good. But keep walking until he catches up. As soon as he catches up to you, give him a treat. Then wander in place again. If he goes the other way, you go the opposite way. He follows, you praise. Once he catches up to you, you give him a treat. You keep doing that. At some point, he gets comfortable enough. When you walk away, he won't follow. So that's when you say, see ya, you start running. That kicks in the chase instinct. He starts running after you. Make him run up and catch you. You give a treat. You start over. Okay? And if you turn, walk away, doesn't follow, you run, doesn't follow, then you look for a place to hide. Their focus vision is very poor. Perception of movement is excellent. So you don't need to be totally disguised. If there's a tree or a pillar or a post, you know, or a bench or something, you can get behind or just stand next to it and hold still. And then watch him when he looks up and sees, oh, geez, where did Mom go? Jump out and say, boogie, 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 run away. Let him chase you until he catches you. Give him a treat. And I call it field trips and trying to lose your dog. It makes a huge difference because all of us panic when the dog takes off, even if you're at dog parks and this sort of thing. You can use this technique to go into the dog park, and as soon as you get there, you try to lose your dog. It makes a huge difference because then they realize, holy mackerel, I got to pay attention to my mom or dad, because when I don't pay attention, they go someplace and I get lost, and that's scary. So if you try to lose your dog, you will have the most attentive and dog that pays attention on the planet. It makes a huge, huge difference.
Okay. I will try.
Okay. And if it's not working, call me. We'll just tweak it and get it working for you.
I will. I'll definitely call you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Animal World.
All right.
Hey, bye. Okie dokie then. Let's take care of advertisers. And then we'll come back. We'll take care of some current events. And then we got to do Halloween and some animals in the news stuff. And phone lines are still open. Oh, well, let's start them. Let's do Missing Link. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And what should we have the Missing Link word of the day be? Well, how about, let's make sure they know your name. How about Prescott? Yeah, call Prescott. All righty. And pick out the version of Missing Link that you would like. We're going to take care of advertisers and then continue with current events and Halloween precautions and animals in the news when we continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're midway through the final hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And how about we do current events? Okay, let's see. Speaking of entertainment, hey, we've got Well, let's see. Here's a Halloween experience at Animal Talk and Missy's Rescue. Remember, we talked to them the first Sunday of the month. They are the great little pet shop and animal rescue that not only does dogs and cats, but all kinds of exotics and reptiles and other animals and as well. They're on Lake City Way, 12322 Lake City Way, actually. And they're going to have the Haunted Pet Shop will be on October 28th and also October 31st. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. and it's free for everybody. So you might want to go to the Haunted Pet Shop. Remember, October 28th or 31st, 6 to 8 p.m. And then, my goodness, we're getting Christmas stuff on the current events list already here. There will be an annual dinner and auction benefiting Missy's Rescue. It's Whiskers Gone Wild, A Very Meowy Christmas Dinner and Auction, December 9th. From 7 to 10 p.m. at the Elliott Bay Brewery. That's on Lake City Way, and it's in the Cascade Room. You can purchase some tickets in person or by phone at Animal Talk and Missy's Rescue on Lake City Way in Seattle. Now, Darcy Pariso, our Animal World communicator, medium, Reiki master, has got, let's see, it looks like one more Interest Space Intuitive Fair for the year. That's going to be on Saturday, November 5th. It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Intraspace in Seattle. That's at 3100 Airport Way South. They're directly behind Tully's. And at that fair, 10 to 4 on November 5th, Darcy will be doing readings for $30, 20-minute readings for $30. So that's really reasonable. All right, then remember at Homeward Pet Adoption Center in Woodinville, you can catch your 12th man's best friend throughout October. Dog adopters sporting their blue and green will receive a 12% discount on their adoption. So wear your Seahawks blue and green, go to Homeward Pet in October, you get a 12% discount. All right, Vicki Draper has got one more class coming up this month. It's this week. It's Wednesday, October 26th. It's Reducing Pain Naturally for You and Your Animals. And she's going to be at Whole Pet Shop in Woodinville, 6:30 to 7:30, and it's free. That's Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, the 26th, Whole Pet Shop in Woodinville, 6:30 to 7:30. It's free, Reducing Pain Naturally for You and Your Animals. Now, remember, the 19th annual Black Cat Ball is coming up. This is to benefit Perfect Pals in Arlington. It's October 29th at the Maidenbauer Center in Bellevue. Pretty sure there's still tickets available if you'd want to join. There'll be at least 500 items in the silent and live auctions, a champagne reception, a gourmet three-course vegetarian or vegan dinner, including wine. Check it out at www.perfectpals, that's P-U-R-R, perfectpals.org. Let's see what else I've got on. I'm going to flip a page here. Okay, meow events. This would be this coming Thursday, at the 27th, from 3 to 9 p.m., Pints for Pets at Ruben's Brews. That's 5010 14th Avenue Northwest in the Ballard area of Seattle. www.rubensbrews.com. Join them for a howling or meowling good time. There's never been a better excuse to enjoy some good beer. Part of the proceeds will benefit Meow. And then mark your calendars for the big Meow Holiday Bazaar and Bake Sale. Will be Saturday, December 3rd. From 12 to 5 p.m., it's at the North Lake Unitarian Universalist Church on 4th Avenue South in Kirkland. It's a very fun and popular event. Oodles of wonderful crafts and decorations and lots of wonderful mouth-watering baked goods. All proceeds benefit Meow. And if you're interested in baking or creating goods for the event, please call Meow at 425-822-6369. All righty, so that covers the current stuff I've got on current events. For any of the other stuff that I didn't cover, you can go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events on the left-hand side of the homepage, and you'll get all the details. Remember, next week's the encore presentation of Harmonic Energy and Shifting Sunday with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. You can benefit from the energy just by listening. So good to tune in and hear it again. And then the first Sunday of November, November 6th, will be Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. And we will definitely check back in with Animal Talk and Missy's Rescue on Lake City Way to see how they're doing and if last month's show helped them out and get some of the help that they need. And I'm delighted to say that we'll definitely have Aline Fortgang from Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants in our feature slot from 10 to 11 on that November 6th to find out all the latest details about Bamboo and the elephants at the Oklahoma City Zoo. Can't promise good news, but at least we'll find out what's going on from Aline. All righty then. Let's. I just want to tell you a little bit about some animals in the news stuff, and kind of at the same time, because these things are posted on the Animal World Facebook page. So go to Facebook and Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Again, the best photograph, photograph I've ever seen of a huge white bison, really spectacular. That's the first post up. Then, there's a dog, a rabbit in a dog suit. That's pretty funny. Now, then I'm going to caution you. This was on the news. I did get it posted on the Facebook page, and it's a video of how, I don't know how this happened, but a guy in like an apartment building was getting into an elevator with his dog. But somehow he got into the elevator with the dog on a leash, but didn't realize the dog didn't come into the elevator. And so the doors closed on the leash and the dog's outside of the elevator. The owner's inside the elevator and the elevator starts to go up. Well, it was only a matter of a few seconds before this dog would be strangled to death. Fortunately, the manager happened to come out of a stairwell right at the right time, was able to grab the dog. He ripped the leash off the collar with his bare hands and saved the dog. So it's a miraculous save, but also a very good lesson. If you live in apartments or condominiums and take elevators with your dog friends, if you've got them on leash, please, please, please pay attention to make sure that they make it into or out of the elevator with you. Oh, that's a cute border collie and a sheep that wants to be a dog. Here's a squirrel living with a guy that is wonderful. Okay, this is the other story. Now, this one was a shocker to me. But just in case, we got reptile folks out there. I don't know if you saw this one, but if you scroll down on Animal World, you can read the whole story. And this is, you know, there's some pretty good photographs coming along with this. But this was a woman who had has a pet python, quite a good sized python, and for whatever reason, she would sleep with this python. She would allow the python to sleep with her at night. And there's a photograph of the python kind of spread out on her back as she's laying sleeping. And then there's another really kind of a beautiful photograph of her curled up in a fetal position with the python curled all around her, and they're sleeping. Well, the story is pretty shocking. Thank goodness for divine intervention on this one. She slept with this python every night and not thinking any of it, and that they're best friends and la-di-da-di-da. Well, the python stopped eating. She got concerned about that, and so she took the python to the vet because she thought something was wrong. Well, you know, the veterinarian fortunately knew, you know, exotics and knew pythons, and after the full exam and all of that, determined there was nothing wrong with the python. But what was happening is that the python had stopped eating because it was preparing its body and stomach for a huge meal. And the bottom line was, the python was preparing to eat this woman. And so, thank goodness, she took the python to the vet, and the vet was able to enlighten her, so she stopped sleeping with this python, because if the photographs are truly of this woman and the real python, the python was definitely big enough to kill her and eat her. But OMG. Woo-hoo. So, you know, we can have wonderful friends with, you know, sometimes with exotics and so forth, but you got to always remember that even though they have soul vibrations just like we do, they're in, you know, python suits or rattlesnake suits or, you know, whatever suits they're in besides human suits or dog or cat suits. And, you know, they will be who they are. And so the bottom line is, don't sleep with your python. Okay. All right. So I think that does it for the Facebook stuff. And let us go ahead and take care of our advertisers for the last time in the show. And then we'll come back and I'll check and see if there's any more animals in the news I need to tell you about. But we'll talk about Halloween and making sure your animal friends are safe on Halloween. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And this hour, we heard again from our wonderful NuPro supplements. And remember, it's NuPro, N-U-P-R-O, supplements.com to check them out. And you'll love the dog formula. It's a powdered formula you put in their food, a little water, makes a gravy, and oh, the dogs are wild about it. So if you got picky eaters, it's the best way to get your dogs eating their food the way they should. All five of my cats like the NuPro Nuggets as well. Remember Dr. Nels Rasmussen, healingministryforanimals.com or Healing Ministry for Animals on Facebook. And remember, he's starting a new chat show on Facebook. So that's going to come up soon. I'm not quite sure what's starting, but go to Healing Ministry for Animals on Facebook, and you'll find the details, or scroll down on Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. You'll find the information. And remember, Darcy Pariso going to be at the Interspace November 5th, and then she'll be in the studio again here the second Sunday of November. And, of course, you know about Whispering Dragon. You can hear the encore presentation next week, or check them out at whispering-dragon.com or Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. They're there as well. And let me tell you, I did find something else, a couple of things to tell you about on Facebook. You go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World, scroll down. Just if you want to chuckle and you're not a fan of Donald Trump, there's a great little video, animals that don't like Donald Trump, and it's pretty hysterical when these animals, that cats and dogs, seeing Trump on TV or on their humans' phones and flipping their cookies. So it's good for a good laugh. Another huge picture of in Australia. How would you like to in Queensland, Australia, walk into your kitchen and see like a 20-foot python crawling up your wall? Ooh, glad we live here and we don't have that kind of stuff. Okay, here's the I signed on this one. I don't post many petitions, but this one I thought was really important because the films and the photograph of this poor chimp have been kind of over the news and Facebook this week. It is a chimp that's in the North Korean Central Zoo, and they have taught, unfortunately, this chimp to smoke, and then they have allowed he chain smokes, and they're doing this for entertainment. And as far as to me, that's just really disgusting. And so this is a petition to voice your displeasure with that and encourage them to knock this stuff off. We don't need to be doing this to our animal friends. All right, and then I'd say, besides the beautiful photograph of the big white bison, and that's the first post on my page, if you scroll down a little bit, my favorite post of the week is a black cat and a white cat facing each other. They're curled up in a round bed, and their tails form a heart. And it just is so sweet. And what a wonderful message for us right now. You know, it's kind of the ebony and ivory and getting along together. But this beautiful hugging up together with their tails in the shape of a heart. And it just is very, very touching. So check it out. All righty. Now, before we run out of time, Halloween will be coming up, and it's really important that you take care of your animal friends. Now, first of all, I think there are a lot of shelters in the area. They actually will not adopt out black cats, over the Thanksgiving or the Halloween weekend or holiday. And if you do have, I just say animals in general, dogs and cats. If there's any way for you to keep them inside through the Halloween weekend and Halloween itself, that is very wise. But especially if you have black cats, you need to explain to them that they need to stay inside for a few days for their own safety and well-being. And I would make sure that they're staying in before the weekend until after the Halloween. I believe Halloween's on a Monday. So I would bring them in like on Thursday or Friday and keep them in until Tuesday if you have indoor, outdoor black cat models. Now, then if you happen to live in the cities and you get trick-or-treaters and so forth, well, remember if you decorate for Halloween. And remember candles and animal tails don't mix, and so you can make sure that candles are not in tail territory if you have cats and dogs, or that you're using fake ones or something along those lines. And then remember, if you've got candy around, remember that chocolate is toxic to animals, and they will help themselves if they get the opportunity. So make sure that if your animals are not reliable in leaving that kind of stuff alone, that you're very careful about not leaving it out and then getting distracted, so they're able to get in to the candies. Also, if your kids go out and trick-or-treat and collect a lot of candy, and you've got animals, don't let them stash the candy in, a pillowcase under their bed or something if they where the animal might have access to it. So be cautious about that. Now, then, if you are in an area where you get trick-or-treaters to your house, if you have animals that are startled by these sorts of things, then it can be wise to set your animals up in, like the family room or something, and with the TV on and, doors closed, so they're safe and can't dart out the door or get lost or challenge trick-or-treaters. The last time when I was living with my dad and taking care of him in the city and we had trick-or-treaters, my Annie Golden was very well socialized and very well trained and loved kids and costumes. And so, she greeted all the trick-or-treaters at the door and so forth. But not all dogs are good at that. And that would be stressful for many of them. So prevent and avoid if you need to. Have a good friends exercise. You might have your dog dragging a leash, so you can be sure and step on it so they can't get out the door. Or set them up, like I said, in another room so that they're safe. And even if they're good with kids and so forth, if they haven't been conditioned on Halloween to accept the kids in costumes and, weird stuff and, with batons and things, and you really need to be supervising your dog. So my recommendation, if you have kids and you're taking them out trick-or-treating, not necessarily the best idea to take the family dog along with you, unless you just have a major social butterfly that is good with everything and nothing rattles their cage. Then I still think that they should be on leash with a responsible adult and not allowed to just run loose or be with kids that are going to get distracted. Otherwise, leave the dog at home. And then when it comes to costumes, I don't have a problem with dressing up your animal friends if they're okay with that. And I'll tell you, as one who talks to animals, some really like to wear costumes and do people stuff. And there's others that don't want to have anything to do with it. So, honor your animal. If they're okay with it, that's fine. If they're not, don't put them through that sort of thing. Then be careful about the costumes and supervising. Be very careful, and I said do not use like rubber bands or elastic type things to hold that can cut off circulation. And almost every year, some elastic a rubber band of some kind gets missed or forgotten on the dog, and then it starts, or the animal, it starts cutting into their skin and can be awful. So be very careful about that. I say no costumes unless you are supervising. Don't leave your animal friends unattended with costumes. And if you've got young children and animals and they want to dress up the animals, this is not something you should allow them to do on their own. It should be adult supervised. So that you're sure that the animals feel safe and are not abused in the process. So, gosh, I think that kind of covers the bases on the Halloween stuff. And once again, if they are, you know, noise sensitive and, you know, to the doorbells and all of that sort of thing, or if you have a chance of them, you know, darting out the doors, you can remember, remember what I talked about in teaching the wait and get back at the door. And you could start, if your dog doesn't know that, you could be teaching them that between now and Halloween, and so that they would have a better anticipation of getting back and waiting at doors and not going out. But I'm a big fan of preventing and avoiding. And if they aren't old hats at this and very good and calm and unaffected by all of this, then I say, you know, just prevent and avoid and keep them out of that area of the house. And you know, set them up in a room where they're comfortable, and play some music or television or something like that for them, and that can make a big difference for them. And then once in a while, check on them. You know, go in and don't just leave them there. Check on them, take them a little special treat, something like that. You know, if they're depressed about being separated from you, then make it a bigger deal. Take them a treat now and again, and make it special that they, you know, and tell them only special dogs get their own room, you know, on Halloween, and get protected from all these little ghosts and goblins and that sort of thing. And anyway, I think that covers the bases. And let's see. Oh, I want to say happy birthday to my Buzzy, my Buzz around the house, my Dr. Buzz kitty. It's his birthday today. And so I sang to him a lot this morning. I'm going to head out of here and head home. And then we're going to have a catnip party when I get home. Lots of singing and celebrating, some special treats, special games, and a little catnip party. So my kitties are going to be having a good time this afternoon celebrating Buzzy's birthday. All right, so let's see. If you missed your opportunity to call in with a behavior training or healing question for me, know that as a behavior therapist and trainer, I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So if there's something going on with your animal friends and you'd like help from me, all you got to do is call me. I'm always happy to chat with you for free. And if I'm not the best person to help you with what's going on with your animal friends, I probably know who is. Refer you on. And if I can solve your problem for free in a few minutes on the phone, I will. Otherwise, I'll let you know how I work and what's involved, and I can work with you over the phone or come to your home and work with you in person. That's my favorite thing to do. And I'm very reasonably priced. I also want to remind you that we are always looking to welcome new members of the Animal World advertising family. And if you do something good for animals, humans, or the earth that we live on, we'd love to include you in our family. And the new advertiser special right now is $26 a week. You can have an ad on the show. You can have links on the Animal World website. Your events can be posted in current events for free, and interviews on the show. So it's an awfully great deal, and I hope you will take advantage of it. I'd love to hear from you. Now, there's a couple ways to contact me. You can go through the website, www.marthanorwalk.com. There's a Contact Martha link, and my contact information is there. You can send an email to our radio email address, because I do get those during the week, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can just give me a call. 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. And I guess we're pretty much out of time here. I do say, if you stay tuned to KKNW Alternative Talk, you will get to enjoy an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. And then tune in next week for the encore presentation of Harmonic Energy Shifting Sunday with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon. And because if you heard Stephanie reporting about her miraculous career treatment and all the pain being gone in a few days, then you can hear it on the air, and you will benefit just from hearing, you know, listening and feeling the energy through the airwaves. So that's going to wrap us up. I want to say thank you, Mike. And thank you, Trina. Thank you, Prescott. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.